USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Biden administration is set to unveil another military aid package for Ukraine before the year ends. That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I think you'll see us announce some additional security assistance in coming days and maybe a couple weeks or here from now before the end of the year. But then that's it. There's nothing left in the pot if we don't get additional funding for Ukraine.
Currently, the Senate is in negotiations for additional funding and border security, with Republicans asserting that aid to Ukraine should be coupled with a deal on immigration. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
While visiting Tel Aviv, Austin said the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. An organization monitoring threats against Jewish communities reported over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls during the weekend. The Secure Community Network says these incidents targeted facilities in various states, including California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington. Swatting involves making prank calls to authorities to falsely prompt a SWAT team response under the pretense of a crime occurring. Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced today, the Vatican said priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it's not a part of regular church rituals. And Apple has decided to stop the sale of its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches due to patent disputes that are related to the device's blood oxygen monitor. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while a significant 61% disapprove. Particularly, the president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. The poll emerges with the 2024 election less than 11 months away. As the holiday travel season commences, U.S. officials report that passport processing times have reverted to pre-pandemic standards. During the peak of the pandemic, individuals faced delays of up to 3 months for passport application processing. The Department of State now assures that passport applications will be handled within 8 weeks for standard service and 3 weeks for expedited service. Walt Disney World's Animal Kingdom is welcoming the arrival of its first African elephant calf in 7 years. Born on Saturday, Cora weighed over 200 pounds and is presently bonding with her mother, Nagira, according to park officials. Her birth is a crucial aspect of the species survival plan. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.